Your Eminence, would you comment on the role of fasting with prayer and prayer with fasting?
Fasting, yes. That was the question. Yes, good. It is significant that in the Gospels, Jesus doesn't just refer to fasting, but he says very often prayer and fasting, so that fasting alone, as a matter of diet, has only a limited spiritual value. For fasting to have real meaning, it needs to be joined with prayer. And fasting, as I see it, is one of the ways in which the body can be helped to share in the spiritual task. Fasting is a way of involving the whole person in the act of prayer. I am not just a disembodied mind. As a human person, I am a unity of body and soul. And it is our aim to pray with the whole person. And I think when fasting is linked with prayer, then it helps the prayer to be prayer of the total person.
Thank you, Your Eminence. Within many contemplative prayer traditions in the West, there is not only an emphasis on stillness, but also active imagination. I was wondering if you care to comment what the Eastern perspective is on the role of the imagination. Thank you.
So the question is about the use of the imagination in prayer. Yes. In the traditional teaching concerning the Jesus prayer, we are told again and again, and you'll find this in the Philokalia, that we are not to deliberately form images in our mind. We are not deliberately to think in discursive arguments. But we are, as far as possible, to strip images and thoughts from our mind. The Jesus prayer is, in this sense, a non-iconic prayer. A prayer that does not rely on the use of the imagination. There are certainly forms of meditation which do make active use of the imagination. Forms of meditation that became particularly popular in the Counter-Reformation West in the 16th and 17th century. Methods of prayer such as those recommended by Ignatius of Loyola. Now, actually, the editor of the Philokalia, St. Nicodemus of the Holy Mountain, was not opposed to those forms of discursive meditation because he translated from the original Italian or Latin Roman Catholic works of spirituality. He produced a Greek edition of the spiritual exercises of Ignatius of Loyola. He translated the work Unseen Warfare by Scopoli and other such Roman Catholic works. And he adapted them to some extent, but not very greatly. So evidently he thought there was a place for praying with the imagination, for discursive meditation, such as is found in Roman Catholicism. In his translations, he didn't actually say that these are works by Roman Catholic authors. He just says at the beginning of one of such works that this is by a certain wise man. But he knew very well who the wise man was. So Nicodemus did use this imaginative prayer, but in the Philokalia, in the teaching there, and in the works that Nicodemus assembled for the Philokalia, this kind of prayer is not widely recommended, though you do find it in one of the works, for example, by Mark the Monk, his letter to Nicholas. He has a long passage of very vivid meditation on the Passion of Christ. But the Jesus Prayer is not to be regarded as meditation on specific incidents in the life of Christ. The Jesus Prayer, we are taught as far as possible to put images and thoughts aside. The Jesus Prayer is a prayer of simple presence. We are to be aware of the presence of God, the presence of Christ before us and within us. But so far as possible, this sense of presence is not to be accompanied by particular internal arguments or thoughts about the work of Christ. Just to be aware that Christ is with us and in us. A prayer of simple presence. That is the aim in the Jesus Prayer. But when recommending the Jesus Prayer to people, I prefer not to concentrate on what they should get rid of. I don't say get rid of all pictures and images. I would emphasize rather what they should aim to acquire. Gather the whole of your attention upon the person of Jesus. Do not be conscious that you are invoking Jesus. Be conscious simply of Jesus. Say his name with love, simply. That, as I would prefer to say, rather than get rid of images, get rid of thoughts, I would say concentrate on the presence of Jesus. It's good to use a positive, not a negative strategy. But certainly in the Jesus Prayer, it's not a prayer of discursive meditation, not a prayer in which we deliberately cultivate the imagination. Images will, of course, occur to us as we say the Jesus Prayer. Do not cling to them. Let them go. Return to a simple sense of the presence of Jesus.
We have more people than we have time for, so I will let the last question, it was down here, so I'll take it back up there, and this will be the last one for the night.
Thank you. Thank you, Your Eminence. I wanted to ask, do you think that there are dangers in coming to worship the Jesus Prayer? That is to say, falling in love with the action rather than that which it invokes?
Do I think that... Could you just tell me?
Do you think that there are dangers...
Yeah, I don't have such good hearing.
Try it again.
Do you think that there are dangers in coming to worship the Jesus Prayer? That is to say, falling in love with the action rather than that which it invokes?
Yes. There could be such a danger. That is why I said just now, do not think that you are saying the Jesus Prayer. Think simply about Jesus himself. And any prayer in words, any particular method or way of praying is only a means to an end. And certainly we should not become too attached to the means. We should always look beyond to the end. And the end is that we should be personally aware of the love and the saving grace of Jesus. What matters is not the words of prayer in themselves. What matters is the person to whom we are praying. So there could be a danger of being too absorbed in the Jesus Prayer or any other way of praying. Just as one might become unduly absorbed in the letter of Scripture, instead of seeing Scripture as the means whereby we enter into personal communion with God. We are not to objectify the presence of God, either in the book of Scripture or in particular ways of praying. But we are always to think in terms of persons, not objects, the living communion with God that we establish through reading Scripture or through saying the Jesus Prayer. Person to person, personal encounter, that is the heart of the matter.
And that was Metropolitan Callistos Ware speaking on the Jesus Prayer. This lecture was delivered at North Park University in February of 2011 and was a special presentation on Ancient Faith Radio on the web at ancientfaith.com.